PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Doug Plagans, Katie Gause here with you, joined now by Sean Rourke, the director of editorial for NHL.com. Sean, how are you tonight? Thanks for taking some time out for us. And, well, like I said, thanks for stopping by. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I was just tuned into a little bit of the TNT new broadcast with Wayne Gretzky on to see what that was like. Pretty entertaining stuff so far.
Well, we're going to get to some thoughts on that coming up here in just a few moments. Want to hit on some league-wide stuff with you. But, but Sean, I know you and I corresponded a little bit. You said you're excited about this Panthers team. Going into this season, what intrigues you so much about the Panthers?
Well, I just think when you look at any team that wins, right, they have to go through some disappointment before they win. Tampa Bay did it. The Penguins did it before they won. You know, there has to be that moment. It's not a rock bottom moment, but it's a moment where you realize you're so close, and if one thing had turned another way, maybe you're the champion. And I think that Florida had that last year. I think, you know, they looked at it, and they look at it, and they say, we went six games with Tampa Bay, who won for the second time in a row. We didn't have our best defenseman. We went through three goalies. We didn't have everything we needed, and now they have everything they need. And if they can put it all together, you know, they're going to be a serious threat. And we had, you know, I do a podcast with Dan Rosen on NHL.com called At the Rink, and we had Steven Stamkos on this week. As a matter of fact, the podcast went up today, and he talked about the rivalry and how it's really a rivalry now. And it doesn't become a rivalry until one team fears the other team. And I think Tampa Bay does now. So, you know, those are the things when I look at it, I say, wow, this Florida team, they have all the pieces they need to kind of put this together and go on a run.
And Sean, you just touched on it there, and we were planning to get onto it, but this whole battle of Florida, it really has, you know, taken on a whole new life. I mean, they couldn't even keep their hands off of each other in the preseason. Just, you know, what is that like, you know, from an outside perspective, to just see that, you know, hockey is not only, you know, alive and happening in South Florida, but kind of at an all-time high and a real must-watch situation?
I keep stealing your storylines. I'm foreshadowing in a good way, I guess.
You're good.
It's great. Look, let's be honest. That storyline has been pumped for years. All the Florida, the Battle of Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida. Right. Either one team was good and the other team wasn't, or neither team was that good. And it's really hard to manufacture a rivalry. But when both teams are good, when they're playing meaningful games, when there's a history there of meaningful games, that's when a rivalry takes off. That's when teams all of a sudden are like, well, when I see that team again, they're going to get my best because I don't like that team. I don't like what they stand for. You know, it's not even the rough stuff. It's more, you know, you play an 82-game season, and any player will tell you, you're not going to get up for all 82 games. It's just physically impossible. Maybe there's one guy on the team, oh, that's my old team, I'm going to be up for them, but he's taking five or six passengers with him. When Florida and Tampa Bay play now after last year, I don't think there's any passengers on either side because Florida wants to prove that they're in that league and Tampa Bay doesn't want to give an inch. When you're the champion and you're the best team in the division, you don't want anybody below you to believe. That's the whole key to this, to everything, right? If you believe you can do something, then you can do it. So Tampa Bay wants to take that belief away from people and Florida wants to earn that belief, and that's where the rivalry comes from. And then you look at it, and there's stars everywhere on the ice, on both sides. You know, Barkov and Stamkos, Hedman and Uyghur and Ekblad, like, and then the goalies, you know, if Bob's back and Vasilevsky. I mean, there's stars everywhere. Like, it's fun to watch. It's not this plodding hockey where two teams don't like each other and they're going to run each other into the boards. They're playing wide open, let's go, all gas, no brakes type of hockey.
Sean, I want to get to some of exactly what you were talking about right there. He's Sean Rourke from NHL.com. You can find him on the At The Rink podcast, as he mentioned there as well. But, Sean, you look at this matchup as a whole between the Panthers and the Lightning. You were talking about that, and you mentioned Alexander Barkov. And I feel like you and I, we've had you on various shows over the last few years, and we always talk about Alexander Barkov. He got the big contract extension last week. Safe to say at this point, Sean, for a long time, he kind of carried that underrated tag. He's not underrated anymore. Everybody knows at this point. Am I right, Sean? Alexander Barkov, plain and simple, he's a superstar. He's one of the best players in the world.
That's very true. But I don't know that everybody knows it yet. I still think there's people out there that want to be converted that are still saying, prove it to me. And I don't know why. Like, to me, he's in the top 10 of players in the league right now. I want to see play. He reminds me a lot of Patrice Bergeron when Patrice was at his ultimate prime. He's kind of a little bit older now, still a great player, but when he was at his absolute prime, he could do everything on the ice. You needed to win a big faceoff, he'd win it for you. You needed a big special teams goal, he would get it for you. You needed somebody to play defense and take away the other team's number one center, he could do it for you. And the rest of the team looked at him and said, that guy is going to lead us. He is going to give us what we need to be champions. And he did it in 2011, and they came short a couple more times. But when you look at all those runs, Patrice Bergeron was right in the middle of all that. And there's certain players that have that, and to me, Alexander Barkov has it. And in another way, he kind of reminds me of Patrice Bergeron, is there were such bigger personalities on those teams. You look at the championship team, Sean Thornton was on that team, Milan Lucic was on that team. You know, they had guys who had these big personalities, and Patrice just kind of faded into the background, and he went about doing his work, and he did it really well, but he was never the first guy you mentioned because there were other guys that kind of took that spotlight. And I kind of feel that way about Alexander Barkov. Like, he's so important to the Florida Panthers, but he doesn't stand above them. He just kind of, he's in amongst the group. He's not a Connor McDavid where it's constantly, oh my God, did you see what Connor McDavid did? But I just watched 60 minutes of perfection. Like, it's a perfect hockey game.
And switching gears a little bit, Sean, you mentioned it when you joined us that you were tuning in for some games happening tonight. And one of the big changes this season is the new broadcast partners. We had ESPN making their debut last night. Now TNT gets their shot tonight. Just want to get your thoughts, what you've liked, because from what I'm seeing on Twitter, it seems like the TNT crew is really gaining a lot of fans already. They've got quite a good panel going. But what have you liked so far?
Well, with the ESPN games last night, look, you have new partners and it's exciting, right? It's always exciting when you have a new relationship and some of the things that were, you know, comfortable aren't comfortable anymore. You know, new guys calling the game. I thought Sean McDonough did a great job on the Lightning Penguins game last night. A lot of guys have moved over, right, from NBC or Sportsnet or whoever it was that had the games because they're professionals and whoever has hockey, they're going to do that. But they brought in some new blood. They had Emily Kaplan between the benches in the early game last night. They had John Butchergrass on the late game. You know, there's these new voices. They're trying new camera angles. They're doing all kinds of things because it's important to them too. This is a new property. property for them. They want to do it. And like I said, before you called, I was probably watching the first 10 minutes of the TNT broadcast. And I guess this panel, I don't watch a ton of basketball, but I've heard, you know, that their pregame show is wild and free-flowing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are already taking it to Wayne Gretzky, right? Every time I've ever seen Wayne Gretzky, I'm pretty much speechless. And you know, Talk's giving it to him, Rick Talk and Paul Bissonnette sitting right next to him, chirping him a bit. And, you know, it seemed like they were having a lot of fun. It was a very loose, it was more, you know, five guys sitting around a bar and telling stories than it was, you know, hey, let's break down this game and let's do this and let's do that. And I'm sure they're going to get to that. But there is a lot of personalities on that panel, and it was, like I said, for the first 10 minutes, it was a really entertaining watch.
And Sean, wanted to get a sense from you on another, from your perspective, a league-wide type thing. Just look at the way these divisions are shaking out, because I think another part of the excitement getting back to this season is we're starting hockey when we're used to starting hockey here in the fall, and we've got our regularly scheduled programming back, if you will, and, you know, from the Panthers' perspective, playing in the Atlantic Division, seeing the usual opponents within the Atlantic, and getting to see everybody again. But when you look at the way these divisions have shaken out, I think in the Atlantic, there's not going to be an easy night in the Atlantic Division. You got the Panthers, the Lightning, the Leafs, Boston's still in the mix. Montreal went to the final last year. Even the teams in transition, Detroit and Ottawa, figure to be better this season. You look at the Metro, and that's a really tough one to call preseason. Maybe a little bit more separation over in the West. I think the gap between Vegas and the rest, and maybe the gap between Colorado and the rest in the Central, a bit wider. But the way these Eastern Conference divisions have shaken out, this is going to be some entertaining hockey this season. And I think we're going to be talking playoff races pretty early, because in the Metro and in the Atlantic, you just aren't going to be able to fall behind. It would be tough to get back into it. How do you see these things playing out?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's crazy. You try and look and you say, who's not going to make the playoffs, right? And you mentioned Ottawa, and I don't know that they're good enough, but they're getting better, and people did not want to play them at the end of last year. Would they win their last 11 games?
Yep.
Look, they need to get Tkachuk in the lineup. He's holding out right now. He's kind of the key to their whole thing. But they're a young, hungry team that's going to be no fun to play. People are talking about Montreal, the Stanley Cup finalists, maybe not making the playoffs. And, you know, they don't have Carey Price. They lost their number one center. They don't have their number one defenseman for the whole year in Shea Weber because of injuries. And they're going to have a tough time when you think about the way this division's going. I don't know if you mentioned them in the list of teams, but you have a Toronto team that's basically come out and said, this is it. If we don't do it this year, after all the failures we've had in the last 3 years, things are going to change. That's the GM before the season saying that, putting himself on the hot seat, putting the whole team on the hot seat and saying, this is it. This is make or break. You know, I guess conference final or better, because they haven't gotten out of the first round yet. But, you know, how often do you see a team put itself on the hot seat? That's how crazy this division is to me. And then the Metro is just a complete meat grinder. I think New Jersey is going to be way better with what they've done. I think Columbus is going to be better than people give them credit for. And then you got all the big teams that are always there, right? The Islanders, the Rangers should be a little bit better, the Capitals. I thought Pittsburgh was going to be down. And they took it to the Stanley Cup champions. And I know it's only one game, and they're not going to have Malkin back for at least another month and a half. They're hoping to get Crosby back next week. But, you know, they looked really good. And to me, Carolina is like Florida, right? Those are the two teams that I look at and I kind of feel the same way about. I still don't think people are sold on Carolina. And they're going to have some goaltending issues, but I think they're a really good team. And I think Rod Brendamore, it might be the best coach in the league right now.
Well, Sean, last one from me. Obviously, every offseason, there's a lot of changes that occur throughout the league, new personnel on new teams. Is there anyone that stands out to you? Because we've discussed this on in a variety of levels, but is there anyone to you that stands out across the league as a really standout addition to a new team that they're joining? Just someone that's going to be wearing a new jersey for the first time, but you really feel like it's going to, you know, make a huge difference?
Well, I'm interested to see what Dougie Hamilton's going to do in New Jersey, right? He's kind of a guy that's always been a little bit more in the background. He's always played with a dominant defenseman wherever he's gone. And Carolina, he had Slavin, and Calgary had Giordano, and Boston, he had Chara. He's never been that guy. He's coming to New Jersey on a big contract with a young team, and he's going to be the guy. And what's he going to do with it? Is he going to be able to embrace that, and is he going to be able to deliver without some of the protection that he's had before? Look, he's still got P.K. Subban on that team, and P.K.'s a good defenseman. He's won the Norris Trophy, but he's not the same defenseman he was when he did that. So, all the focus is going to be on Dougie Hamilton, and I'm really interested to see what he can do with that opportunity and with the challenge of being an unquestioned number one now. And that'll go a long way into determining what the Devils do this year.
Sean, two quick ones before I let you go here. First, just from your, again, league-wide perspective, when Joe Thornton signed with the Panthers and, again, chose the Panthers because he felt that it was a team that gave him a great opportunity to try and make a run at a Stanley Cup, the one thing that's really eluded him in his career, what did that tell you when Joe Thornton chose to come to the Panthers, and how do you see the fit going? Because he's already made a really positive impact on his new teammates.
Yeah, look, I think it's huge. We talked about it early on when it first happened on our podcast. And to me, like, the one thing, and we talked about this in the first segment that we did, and how I felt about the Panthers and how they needed to learn how to be champions and they needed to learn how to win. The other thing you need to learn when you have those kind of expectations is how to live with them. How to be comfortable in being the hunted instead of the hunter. How to enjoy the rink every day, even when you're going through a slump and the walls are closing in and you're like, hey, we're supposed to be really good and we're really struggling right now. What's going to happen? There's few guys in the league better than Joe Thornton in walking into a room and livening it up, right, after a loss, being like, hey, boys, this is okay, this is what we're going to do, making fun of the guy next to him or whatever it is, or making fun of himself. Like, he's the kind of guy, you talk to anybody that's played with him, he's the kind of guy that just, he brightens up a room and he makes guys feel good about themselves. He makes guys feel 10 feet tall in a different way than, a tough guy would. You feel 10 feet tall because you feel protected out there. You feel 10 feet tall just because you know this guy is with you and he has your back and he's seen everything that's possible to see. And I still think he's a guy in the right situation that can produce. You need depth scoring if you're going to be a really good team, and I think that's something that Joe Thornton can still do. So, it's one of those under the radar additions, other than the fact that it's Joe Thornton and Joe's never under the radar, but it is one of those under the radar acquisitions where you're just like, oh, that's a name thing, Florida's trying to do this and they're trying to bring a little attention to themselves. I don't believe Bill Zito's trying to do that anymore. I believe he's trying to put together a team that can win, and I believe just like San Jose thought and like Toronto thought, Joe Thornton's a huge part of that.
And one last thing here before we let you go. You mentioned this Panthers team. They have a chance to do some big things. If the Panthers, Sean, are going to maximize their potential this season, what is the key in your mind that needs to happen?
They need a goalie. They need a goalie like Andre Vasilevsky or Connor Hellebuck. They need a goalie who can say, this is my crease. And I don't know who that is yet. I don't know if it's Bobrovsky. I don't know if it's Knight. But they need somebody where they know they're going to get 60 games and they're going to be 60 good games. Look, nobody in the league plays as much as Vasilevsky, and he's just a unicorn. Him and Hellebuck, there's very few guys that can handle that workload, and there's very few coaches that are willing to have a goalie handle that workload because there's always that fear when they get to the playoffs they're going to be worn out. You have a really good 1 and 2 here, but at some point, one of those two guys is going to have to say, this is mine, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to show you with my play that this is mine. And then you have something to rally around, right? You know you have that guy on the bench that's going to come in on any given night and give you what you need to get out of town with a point or 2 points. But then you have that other guy that every night when you're skating warm-ups, you look at him and you go, that guy, he's going to give us a chance tonight. And all we have to do is get him 3 goals, and we know we're going to win. That's what Tampa Bay does. That's what Marc-Andre Fleury did for the Penguins for years, and he did for Vegas when they went to the Stanley Cup in their first year. Once you have that faith in your goalie and you're not worried about what's going to happen, the burden is so much less. You just go out and play because you can get 3 goals on any given night, and if you have a goalie that you believe will get you at least a point when you do that, you're golden.
Sean Rourke, Director of Editorial at NHL.com, always kind enough to take out some time for us. And whether it's on our preview shows, whether it's on Panthers Insider, Sean, doesn't matter where we talk to you, it's always great to talk to you. Hey, what have you been listening to lately? Any good metal lately?
Not a ton, unfortunately. We just started commuting again. That's when I do all my good listening. But I've been listening to a lot of, like, I got an advanced preview of the new Whitechapel album, which is
okay. Fantastic.
The Black Dahlia Murder, things like that.
I was listening to them last night.
All your listeners are like, oh, I love those bands. But, the Knocked Loose has been on a pretty constant rotation. So keeping it heavy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Knocked Loose, that's one of the heaviest bands on the planet. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I saw them at Warped a couple of years ago on the side small stage, and they just blew me away. And ever since then, whatever they've done, I've been the first in line to listen to it.
Yeah, they're outstanding. Sean Rourke, metal expert, hockey expert. Sean, we thank you very much for stopping by. You can find Sean Rourke on Twitter at @SRourke_NHL. You can find him on the At The Ring podcast. You can find him at NHL.com, doing all kinds of great work. Sean, once again, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. Anytime this year, I'm so excited to talk about the Panthers. I think it's going to be a great year.
We are excited, too, and we're hopeful that it's going to be a great year as well. Sean, thanks again for joining us. Great insight there on our preseason special from a league-wide perspective. Great to hear from Sean as well, and I know he's a big metal listener, so I had to get that in at the end, just find out what he's been listening to.
You've got to be honest. I was a little bit out of that conversation.
You lost that part. We lost you there.
Got some ideas. You know, maybe I'll check it out.
Hey. If you need to get pumped up or, you know, if you need to get fired up before the game, we're probably fired up enough. But, if you're just relaxing tonight
hurts.
And throwing on some metal, a couple
That's
of recommendations. That is what I do. I'll probably do that when I get home while Domestic Doug is doing his vacuuming and cleaning up and doing laundry.
Vacuuming while listening
ready.
To metal.
And, it's going to be loud over there at my place tonight between the vacuum and
your poor neighbors.
And the metal. I think I haven't ever gotten a complaint, so hopefully everything's okay. I know things are going to be okay coming up next segment because Jameson Olive is here. And in case you're just joining us, Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, Territory Talk podcast. You know him from all these different platforms. He texted me because the door was locked. This was about 40 minutes ago. He came in and then he set up a chair like he was going to sit down and just watch the program. Mm-hmm. And then I turned around and he was gone, but the chair was there. It's like when you're getting ready, when you're at a concert or something, or you're at a big stage show and the stage is being set up and then they leave and you're like, "Oh, I wonder what they're going to do with all this stuff." Well, he brought in a chair, and now he's going to another chair.
He's putting on a headset.
He's getting the headset on. Folks, it's getting serious here, and we've got one segment left on the preseason special. And Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, as we are 40 minutes into the program now, it's appropriate after 40 minutes into the 7 o'clock hour. We will have Jameson coming up on the other side of the break. Panthers and the Penguins tomorrow at 7, and then Saturday at 6, Panthers and the Islanders. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. We have it all coming for you. Hope to see you out here at FLA Live Arena early and often throughout the new season.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO, YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the The Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.